Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The front page headline of the Lansing State Journal 8 days ago is a perfect example of why most politicians, bureaucrats, the media, and therefore the public do not understand the Supreme Court's decision in South Dakota versus Mayfair that was handed down in late June. The journal's headline read, quote, "Snyder, use online sales tax to fix road," unquote. The reporter of this article is someone I know and respect. I also know he does not write the headlines, so I don't blame him for the headline touting a so-called online sales tax, which is not accurate. Instead, this court decision involves all sales, by mail, telephone, or online, made by businesses that do not already collect Michigan sales tax when making sales to the state's residents. It is more accurate to call this tax a remote seller tax, as it might apply to sellers who have neither a physical location in Michigan, no employees in Michigan, and no inventory stored in Michigan. And I have to put the emphasis on the words might apply. You see, unlike what the media has told you, the Supreme Court decision created an economic nexus that could result in remote sellers having to collect sales taxes if it turns out that imposing such a tax is constitutional. What almost all of the media had misled the public about is that the Supreme Court specifically refused to consider whether this kind of taxation is constitutional. Instead, it specifically remanded this case back to the lower court to decide the constitutional issue. What that means is that if the lower court holds this form of taxation to be unconstitutional, and that decision is upheld throughout the court system, then it would be illegal for the state of Michigan to require out-of-state sellers with no physical nexus in the state to register to collect these taxes and send them to the Michigan Treasury. There are several more misconceptions being spread by politicians, bureaucrats, and the media that people need to understand. Be sure to come back Friday when I cover more of these points you won't hear anywhere else, right here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.